Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everyone, my name is James and welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Today our passage is 1 Peter 2 verses 1 to 12 and the verses that we'll focus on today are verses 5 and 9. I'll read only verse 5 now and 9 later. This is verse 5. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A passage about living stones and royal priests. It all sounds like something we might find on Netflix, doesn't it? To get into this, we're going to do some background research and consider the Old Testament. Because in talking about living stones, Peter, the writer of this letter, is starting to talk about temples. See in verse 5, we are being built into a spiritual house. That's a temple. And in this temple, verse 5 says, there will be offerings of spiritual sacrifices and they will be acceptable to God. So who's offering these sacrifices? What is this talking about? Well, before Christianity came, before Jesus came, every religion and every culture in the world had temples because everybody somehow understood that there was a gap between us and God. Every culture knew it to some degree or another, not just the Jews. You see temples everywhere. People recognize that human beings are small and weak and God is great and powerful. And to draw on a word that we heard in yesterday's daily podcast, if God is majestic and holy, that word holy, then intuitively people picked up that we can't just show up and walk into God's presence. There is a chasm that needs to be bridged. How was that chasm bridged? Well, in the Old Testament, we read that it was bridged by priests offering sacrifices on behalf of the people. Therefore, in the Old Testament in Israel, just like every other places, you had these temples, and in these temples you had these priests, and these priests are the ministry experts. I guess you'd call them like the paid professionals, they're spiritual experts. Now, when I did form at STC, that's our leadership training year at the church, I heard these spiritual experts described in three kinds. Three kinds of ministers that you might say. Prophets, priests, and kings. Prophets are the people who brought the word of God from God to the people. Priests did the reverse. They represented the people to God, offering sacrifices on their behalf. So prophets came from God to the people with the word, and priests came from the people to God with sacrifices on their behalf. Kings actually represented God, both God and the people. Kings held people accountable to live as God wanted them to live. Now, this might sound surprising, but in the Old Testament, when it came to the spiritual life or living life better, which is our kind of focused vision for the year, the people in the Old Testament were relatively passive when it came to living life better or the spiritual life. Once a year, they would just pile into Jerusalem and they would just let the experts do it. They would let the experts prophesy and do priestly sacrifices. In other words, the prophets and the priests and the kings did all of the work and the people just turned up and received the benefit. Then in the New Testament, Jesus came along and in theory changed the system. And I say that cheekily because sometimes the view of the church can look pretty Old Testament in ways. One man, and it is usually a man, delivers a sermon, breaks the bread, shares a blessing, and we go off and enjoy our Sunday lunch and live the rest of our week. But here is something interesting that I read in preparing for this devotion today. Do we know how revolutionary the work of Jesus was? The early Christians grabbed it, but do we perceive it? Because of how they worshipped, the Romans criticized the early Christians and called them atheists. They thought they were atheists because they did not seem to have a religion like everyone else, because they had no temples. They largely met in homes, they had no identifiable priests, and they had no sacrifices. This was not normal. People were like, how can you meet with God? And the Christians replied, "The chasm has gone. Jesus is our temple because he's both God and human. He has made a way. He has bridged the gap. Jesus is the ultimate priest. Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, paid for our sins. Therefore, the gap between us and God has been bridged, and we can meet with God." And this is the brilliant part, because the reply of the Christians says two things at once. It says there is no need for temples, no need for priests, and no need for sacrifices anymore. And in the same breath it says, we are now all the temples, we are all priests, and we're all offering sacrifices of praise. And I said at the start of this reflection today that we'll also look at verse 9, and this is where we'll bring the reflection to finish. Verse 9 says, "We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that we may declare the praises of him who's called us out of darkness into his wonderful light." Who's this talking about? Every single Christian. All of us. Not a special few. We are all royal. That's kings and queens. We are priests. A priesthood, a royal priesthood, and we are prophets because we're supposed to declare to the world how brilliant is he who called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Now, these labels might appear intimidating. They did for me in the past, but I hope that as we've considered these things together, that they're empowering for us today. We are to lead like kings, speak like prophets, and love like priests. Because that is what Jesus did, and that is what Jesus would do if he was here today. I can't wait to meet with you all again at some point in the future. I love our church, and I love when we get together. In time, there will be, at some point, a return to public worship. But if Jesus came to teach us anything, it was to save us from passive dead religion into an active, thriving, living spiritual life, where we can all know God, where we can all worship him. We don't need buildings, and we don't need to outsource our relationship with God to a professional. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Let's pray together. Thank you, God, for Jesus and his example. Thank you that he bridged the gap between us and God. Would we learn to lead, love, and speak as your representatives here on earth today and into this week. Amen. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 to 12. "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the scripture it says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.' Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God."
A thousand times I fail, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades. never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine where side out, Lord, my soul cries.